This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you think you learned?
Probably Mai Tai, but that was months and months ago now. So I do want to reconnect with that sense of curiosity that I had as a child.
Yeah. And that's where therapy can help. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era no matter your age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule, unlike school or college.
And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD. Go loud.
And I just turned around and I looked at him and I was like, please tell me you just did that. Like, I beg you. Like,
how did you?
He was just like, Ellie.
Have you kept up with school friends?
No, I don't hang around with anyone I went to school.
It's an endless summer. Boy, how old are you? Welcome to How My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls bathroom, and a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome. How My Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have bonus episodes Mondays at 12 and full video Thursdays at 12.
Three times a week.
So on this week's episode of How My Drink, we talked about kind of going back to school and college.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Cammy was played.
And DJ Booney.
DJ Booney, if you know, you know.
The nostalgia.
I talk about school reunions, making friends, making new friends, how to approach people in certain situations. Because I feel like this time, September, even when you're not going back to school or college, is just a time for like new beginnings.
It feels like the start of a new year, it September. Does. I think it's because we're so used to going back into a routine in September. But it's like everyone is.
Yeah, but not as pressureful as January.
Yes.
January's scary.
Yeah.
I feel like it's nice to get into routine after summer, and we just chatted about that, chatted about the Stellar Awards, about Morgan Wallen, and it was just a really nice little episode, so enjoy.
Enjoy!
We're very cosy today, if you're not watching.
Yeah.
It's very horrible outside.
Yeah, needed.
It's a horrible day.
Mm.
I feel like you can't feel nice on days like this.
When it's wet, yeah.
Can't you not, like...
Yeah. I had a trench coat on and I was like, right, calm down, Ellie.
Yeah, I just feel like they're even like, you have to mind your hair and your face and everything's just getting soaked.
I need a brolly.
Same, actually. Really cure that problem.
A little small brolly. Like.
I love the big ones that are plastic because they never flip upside down.
Do they not?
No.
The clear one that we got in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they were cute.
Where do we bring them out?
Lord knows what we did with them.
I wanted to get a picture of it and then it didn't rain.
Aww.
If it did rain, I wouldn't have had an umbrella. But this morning I got down to go out. I had to do some work this morning, so I got him to run into my car and get the packages of the clothes.
Mm.
And literally, the second he went outside, the heavens opened and he got into the car and I was like, where is he? He sat in the car, he came out with a jacket on and he was literally like, you're one out of on RT. He was like, don't make a mess. And I was in a kink and he could see me through the screen and his hair was just soaking wet. And like from the car to my apartment, like,
what the hell?
Soaked to the bone. It was like that stormy rain, like.
Oh, real cozy though when you're inside.
Cozy when you have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I used to hate going to school on days like that as well, especially.
Yeah.
Mm, just feel rotten and all.
Just the wet.
Just horrible.
Don't mind the cold. Don't mind like everything else.
And my period's coming today.
The wet. Oh, yeah.
I can feel it.
In your bones.
I can just feel it. I only get cramps as soon as it starts. Like that day, I can feel them coming.
I don't get cramps ever.
Do you not?
Nope.
You're in the pill?
Yeah.
I used to not get them on the pill.
I was only thinking the other day, like, what if I came off the pill, right, and I was a completely different person? Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
But, like...
I thought that and I wasn't. It was exactly. So crazy.
Imagine I was, like, so different and I was like, wow, I really haven't known myself the last, like, 15 years. Yeah.
Because you could be, like...
Yeah.
No. It can only change you so much. Are you a microlife?
Yeah.
That's only a small one as well.
Yeah.
But
so, be grand.
I definitely was more crazier, I think, on the pill. I was on Microlite, then went to Yasminel. That
one's meant to be mad.
I went back to Microlite, I was fine again.
Did you?
Yeah. But it's mad, it's a fake period in your body. Like,
so strange.
I know. My period's only like, I'm off the pill like 3 years.
Are you?
Yeah. It took ages for my period to even come back normal.
Really?
And then it was coming every 60 days. Then it was 40 for a while there now. And now last month it was on time. So I'm hoping, I feel like this month will, because I can feel the pains.
I've never been off it.
Yeah.
I've switched.
I feel like there's so much I don't know about us.
I haven't a clue.
No, like, I know.
Like, I don't understand the menstrual cycle around.
Do you not?
No.
What about it? Like,
just don't get the whole thing. Like, I don't understand it, no.
So,
like, the ovulation and all. I don't know when I ovulate. I don't know. I don't.
But do you know what ovulation is?
When your eggs come or something.
Yeah, but I don't think you ovulate if you're on the pill.
I don't think I do.
It stops ovulation. So, even a pill period isn't a real period. I don't know how, but it's apparently it's not.
What the hell?
Because you need the ovulation to make a real period, I think. Yeah. So your egg releases, then half the month you feel like fucking shit. For about 5 days you feel good when you ovulate, and then you feel poxy again and you go back to being on the period.
It's tough, isn't it?
So tough. It really is. Women go through so many different, and even childbirth, like, I wish men had to do that. How much easier would life be?
Men had to do that.
I get myself so every day thinking about childbirth.
I was listening to something this morning, and just while I was putting on a bit of makeup or whatever, but you ever see, it was on TikTok, it's this podcast that I always see in America, but they always do Am I the Asshole? It's these two girls, but she was talking about, like, am I the asshole for telling my husband that he has no say in how I give birth? When the baby's here, yeah, that's fine, but as long as I'm pregnant and, like, I'm carrying this child, he has no say in, like, anything.
What do you mean how she gives birth?
It must be, like, the way, I don't know, like C-section or like...
Yeah.
Maybe it was something... It didn't really go into detail, but that's what I'd be thinking of, like the actual birth. Maybe not when she's pregnant, but...
I think they should support whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I wouldn't have someone telling me, like...
No. But I think I'll have to get a C-section.
Like, you think you have to?
I think I will have to.
Why?
Because my hips are so tight, they won't be able to push anything out. Need a bit of WB-40.
Tight hips, like...
No, honestly. I know, but you can plan. See, I don't like not knowing, so I'd rather just have something planned.
Yeah, you need to really be in the know for everything.
Look at the ending of films. Speaking of films, we went to see Beetlejuice.
We did.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
I wasn't expecting, I didn't know what to expect at all, but I didn't look up the ending for once, and I loved it.
Did you?
I was proper laughing out loud.
My mom kept saying, I brought my mom with me, but she kept saying, you couldn't bring a child to that, could you?
It was a bit
gory. All the blood and stuff.
Yeah, I felt a bit sick.
Yeah, I didn't. And when your mom was cut in half by the shark or whatever it was, like that.
And the guts.
Yeah,
Tim Burton. No, he's real weird. It? Yeah.
I like scary movies, but I don't like gory movies.
Yeah.
Like, I watched Saw the other night and I was like, why?
Oh, no.
Why? Why did I do that?
That's horrendous.
I hate bloody things.
Yeah, same.
Don't like that.
Because it makes it feel more real.
Yeah. But I love, like, boo. I love being scared.
I don't like being scared.
Oh, I love it. I like jump either. My sleep now. I'm laughing at myself.
I saw a girl doing, it was like a TikTok filter, and it was like all these people from scary films, and she's like, who would I rather run into?
Mm.
It was like all the people from, like, the fella from Saw. Like,
I wouldn't want to run into him.
No, I know. Who would you least like to run into of any character in a film?
Oh god. Oh, that's a tough one now.
I know. I'm trying to get someone really scary. Do you know who was really freaked me out?
Who?
Fella in Powerpuff Girls. He's a cartoon, but he's really...
Trying to do the cartoon.
No, we... Well, every time
the one with the pointy chin or something?
Yeah.
Scary
Yeah. He would, when I was younger, freaked me out.
I'm trying to think if there's someone that's actually scary. I've seen clips of it, but I haven't seen the movie, but the long legs thing.
Oh, yeah.
Abby!
No.
Like, what? Stop screaming at me.
I hate when scary movie ads come up on TikTok. I don't want to see that.
I love it.
That's not my FYP.
It's like, top scary movie on Netflix. I'm like, tell me what it is. I'm gonna watch it. Yeah.
No.
I watched actually the it's so weird how your phone listens to you. I watched a movie on Netflix the other night, and then TikToks kept coming up with it.
Straight away.
So it was The Deliverance, it was called.
Oh, I saw is a picture of a woman holding a kid. I seen a video being like, do not watch this film on Netflix.
You're like, yeah, nope.
Yeah, I was like, thank
you. But it was based on a true story.
Oh god.
Yeah. And then I was seeing loads of TikToks of, like, the actors doing interviews and stuff. And when every day that they were on set, they had a priest on set, because it was all about the devil and stuff. And, like, yeah, it was all about that kind of world. So they had a priest on set to, like, bless them every day. And, like,
because I've heard of people getting, like, possessed on horror film set.
I always think of that. Like, if you're a child actor in, like, what's the movie with the clown? It.
Oh.
The little young fellas in
that's
that.
That's who, like, I would hate to run into.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Are they not terrified? But then I have seen videos before of, like, when they were acting and they'd say, cut the actor in It. I don't know who it is. He'd be, like, messing with the kids and all, and, like, making sure they feel okay. Yeah. But still, like.
You have to be, like, different. It's different gravy to be that job.
But I think to be an actor in general, you have to know how to switch on and then switch off.
Switch off.
I'd be terrified. I'd be going home rattling.
So scared. There was one girl, she's really famous. I can't remember who it is, but she's in a scary movie. I remember her in an interview talking about it. She was like, I was so sick during the filming of it. Like my blood count, whatever was on her blood, it's really bad. Like they were working in this haunted house. Her bloods were like terrible the whole time. We're checking. And the second they finished filming, she was back to normal. Yeah.
Something came over.
It was like something was infecting her blood. Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, I can't remember, was it Joey King or something? I don't know. But I was like, what the fuck?
I love, maybe it's a thriller that I love. I love that, like, the fright aspect. Yeah. And when you hear all the music and you know you're going to be scared shitless. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
My favourite movie ever is called Hush. I don't think it's on Netflix right anymore. I don't actually even know where you can watch it anymore. But more or less the whole movie is silent. It's basically about this woman she's deaf and she lives in this house alone in the woods.
I remember telling me. Yeah.
Best movie ever. If you want to watch something that's like thrilling, like thrilling. She's deaf the whole time. So a lot of the movie is like silent.
It's how she would hear it.
Yeah, it's how she can hear things. But it's basically someone trying to break into her house and it just follows the whole, like, it's so good.
Oh my God.
Yes, really good.
Would I like that? Like, probably not.
It's a bit gory sometimes. Oh. You might not. Yeah. But it's good.
I can't.
Like, it's one of those you're like, I have to see what happens.
Yeah.
I love them kind of
and
movies.
The silence makes it more suspenseful.
Yeah. Like. It's really, really good.
No, I'm not hard. Does he? Smile number 2 is out now or something.
I laughed the first time I saw it because I was extremely hungover. I watched it in the cinema and I was pissed myself laughing. Then I watched it again recently when it came out on Netflix and I was a bit kind of like,
yeah, I was in the couch in the cinema like that.
Oh my God, I never told you.
No,
not scary. Well, kind of scary. On the topic of scary movies.
Oh God.
Me and Graham watched Insidious the other night.
I didn't know
there was like 3 of them.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. So we watched, I think it was the second one we were watching.
Is that the one where tiptoe through the window?
No, I think that's the first, is it? Okay, I hate that. Have you ever seen that man with the milk?
Yeah, he's pretty scary.
The cream
too. I also wouldn't like to
bump into him. Basically, we were watching Insidious. And we were lying there watching it or whatever. And I kept jumping and I did find it, like, I love a scary movie, but I did find that really scary. Yeah. I don't know why.
Is it about ghosts? I can't remember.
Kind of, yeah. But I found that one really scary. But we were lying there and there's lockers on either side of Graham's bed. And on the locker beside me, I had like my keys and phone and whatever else. And there's a lamp and blah, blah, whatever. And we were lying there, but we were moreover like away from my locker. And whatever happened in the movie, and then it kind of went quiet. And then all you heard was my keys jingling. Like my keys moved on the locker, right? And the two of us at the exact same time just turned our heads like to face the locker. And I just turned around and I looked at him and I was like, please tell me you just did that. Like, I beg you. Like,
How could you?
He was like, Ellie. He was like, Ellie, I'm on the opposite side.
Oh.
How? I was like, I was begging him.
Just pretend.
I sat up and I think I started crying a little bit. And I was like, please tell me that you did that.
Was this your house or his?
His house. And he was like, Ellie, how could I have reached them? I didn't do anything. But like the keys were there all evening. Oh, like we were there for hours, like all evening. They were flat on the table. They moved on that locker. I shit myself. I was like, I want to go home. I was like, I'm going home.
No,
I'm
going home. My fucking God.
I was terrified.
Did you turn off the film?
No, we kept watching.
No! I would have put on like something really
I think low. We watched the third one then the next night or something. I don't know what we did. But my key, I swear, and I've never, ever, like.
What are you talking about in the chat about ghost stories?
Yeah, I've never like experienced something that I've genuinely not had a reason for. Like sometimes you can be like, oh, shut
the wind
up.
Like,
there's a reason, but. Those keys sat there for hours. Did
was it
nothing.
Like they just moved across the table or like someone picked them up?
It was like they kind of fell, but they were flat. Like it was literally like they kind of fell.
As if they're like bunched up and then fell. But they
I don't know. But
up.
They weren't. They were flat and they were there for. I shit myself.
I would actually have pulled my pants and put on something like Barney.
Not the Barbie movie.
No, literally straight away.
Yeah.
That's a good prank. Like if I was dead, I'd probably be going around haunting people while they're watching a scary film.
But then he kept telling me that he was seeing things and all. And like, there's a wardrobe that faces his bed. And like, do you know the way there'd be like a crack in the middle of the wardrobe? And he'd be like, I can see something.
Could he actually? No. I was just saying, oh my God.
Trying to wind me up then.
Get a priest to that.
Yeah. But I swear to God, I've never experienced something like that. Where you've genuinely been like, no answer for that.
Shit yourself.
Yeah. So, insidious.
And as well in the middle of the day. Well, not day, but like, you're not asleep. Like,
yeah, I'm like.
You can't blame anything on it.
It was just the two of us at the exact same time going. Like
it's like something of a horror film.
What am I expecting someone to go? Hello,
tiptoe
in the car. Yeah, like what? Oh, I don't know.
Someone with a magnet trying to see the car. He's like,
creepy.
Oh, no, I'm not open to any of that ghost.
No, yeah. You don't like any of that?
No, no. Because if you're apparently for open to it, like that's when you'll see stuff and all.
Yeah. Maybe I should stop saying that I love all that then.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, I need to cut that off. Come here. We need to congratulate you on your stellar award.
Thank you.
My bird, congrats. Yay. I knew you had it in the bag.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I literally was shaking like a leaf. I swear to God, I was like this.
Aww.
And I didn't know what to say. I didn't, like, I did not even think that I'd get it at all. So I didn't think about it and I could say, even if I did, in case I did. So I don't know what I said.
No, big congratulations.
And then well I was on stage and then Shiva, who was presenting it, she was like, will you do your song? And I was like, no. She's like, come on. I was like, I don't know what it is, Steffi. And then I just held out the mic to the audience. And they all sang. I was like, yay. Thank God it's the cover song. Cause oh. No one. but yeah, I couldn't believe it. I gave my bag then to Grace. Took it home for me because I went straight out to Index. So I had the award and the Disaronno all in the bag. But yeah.
Was Dan delighted with the Disaronno? He loves that.
Loved it. But he was raging, wasn't there. Oh. Remember last year I didn't win. And then he was there. And then this year, the one time he isn't.
Oh.
I know. It was really nice. Nice to get dressed up. My dress never came.
The one you had on you was gorgeous.
Yeah, actually ended up being really nice.
Lovely on you.
But the blue one still didn't come. I don't know where that is.
Still not.
No. Meant to come yesterday and it's meant to come today. And then it's pushed to tomorrow.
Is it lost somewhere, like, or is it in Dublin?
It's in Dublin, like.
Hmm.
Maybe it's custom or something, but I don't know. But yeah.
And then how was Index?
So good. My first time around to Index, but it's where Opium used to be. You know, remember Opium?
No.
Did you ever go to Opium? I love Opium. So, Opium's behind Whelan's, I think, on the corner. So it was a 2-5-minute walk from the Dean, from the awards. So I walked down. But yeah, really good, really nice venue. Went to Clooney and...
What is that? I'm not in with all the cool
The DJ. He's really good.
Is he?
Yeah. Stay there to like when it was close to 2:30. Zoe's going mad because obviously she's used to like New York.
Oh shit, yeah.
Times and nothing closes there. No. Like, but I was at that stage, I was wrecked because I had my Lynn event
that morning.
So I was up from 6 o'clock, done 3 events back to back in Ireland. Ran home, sat down for an hour, took makeup off, got makeup done again, Stellar Awards, straight to Index, and then home. I was bollocks. So by the time I went to sleep, I was up nearly 24 hours.
So bad for you.
We're both wearing.
We are.
We're both wearing the Linus hoops. Any of them gold and silver. I'm really feeling silver right now.
Yeah, you're a silver chick lately. You have silver runners and all of
I really, yeah, I was going for a silver coat, but I didn't. I like this girl that I follow, Hallie Batchelder. Have you seen her? I'm obsessed with her. And she got these nails and she also wears silver. So now I'm becoming her. I think she's so cool.
No, and I like just, it. I'm just never silver.
Yeah.
If I wear silver, it has to be like with gold.
Mixed, yeah. Well, actually, I have one gold necklace on as well, but.
I don't think I've any like solid silver
jewelry. Like,
no,
it's weird, isn't it?
Looks nice though with the grey, especially.
Yeah, I feel like it's very autumnal.
Yeah, you're matching like
wintry. How was your weekend? You had a sty.
I had a sty in my eye.
Now though.
Yeah, but the other one's getting a bit sore, and I have a C word. The C word is never allowed to be spoken in my house. Yeah, it's something on your lip, basically.
Is it sore?
No, it's just fucking annoying when I'm run down.
You barely see it. Looks like a little spot.
Oh, I think I've kind of. Slightly cracked it, the code now. Yeah. To like knowing when to hit them when they come and like.
Lysine.
Yeah. But when I was younger, you want to see me. Oh my.
Be all over you.
Oh, really? I used to get like, it wouldn't just be one. There'd be like multiple on my lips. I used to get them in my nose. Like as soon as I'm run down. Yeah. As soon as like on the edge of my nose. As soon as I'm run down, my body just says, bah! Let's just give you everything at once.
Yeah.
So immune system is at an all time low at the minute. I don't know what it is. Could maybe it be the gym?
It could be. I don't know.
Because obviously I'm doing more than I have in over a year in the space of a week. Is my body kind of like, Jesus Christ, what is going
maybe
on?
Maybe it's like having it, yeah. I don't know. I feel like that might be a thing. Google it.
Because Friday I didn't even make it to the Stellar Awards. I was sick as a pig. Good. I was flat.
Look up,
like,
does immune system go down when in gym?
Does immune system.
I always have to Google everything. I just like knowing things.
When in gym. Just exercise weaken.
Gym, yeah.
Maybe that's how we should have worded it.
Yeah.
We're two idiots. Jesus. Just exercise weaken your immune system. Periods of intensified training lasting a week or more have been shown to chronically depress several aspects of the immune function.
Right. Maybe. Because you're
better
going,
stop going.
Because you went from not going to going and you're going a lot.
Yeah.
So that's probably it. Your body is just like,
whoa.
When your body is taking time to like recover your body and all, it's probably less time to do everything else.
Yeah, true, actually, because my body is aching me.
So you're in recovery mode, so your body's not like fully immune, is he?
Yeah. So
I just made that whole thing. Sounds good though.
It did. You sounded like you knew what you were saying there. But yeah, immune system's at an all-time low at the minute.
That's probably it.
So.
Need to take vitamins.
We went to Morgan Wallen the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I went on Saturday and you went on Sunday.
Oh, good.
So good. I also went to Pickle as well, which apparently is a really famous Indian restaurant. Very good.
Looks unreal.
It's so good.
Is it on Cannon Street?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
It looks really nice.
10/10, like.
I really liked what Graham got, whatever that was. It looked like pasta.
No, it was, that was lamb, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a big huge pasta piece.
No, it was that was a big bone, I think.
Oh. Yeah,
but it was banging.
Oh, it looked really nice.
Yeah. Very, very
and
good.
And Morgan was great, wasn't it?
Oh my God, I
love, I have a new favourite song, Sand in My Boots.
Yeah, do you like
so
that?
So good. I didn't know that before. I didn't know.
So good.
And I was like, I love whatever that is, I need to learn.
I love Spin You Around, but you didn't sing it.
I didn't sing that. I know. Zoe was, it's her favourite song as well. But he played his new song, which Zoe loved. And I love, what's the second last one he sang? Whiskey Glasses, I love that.
Oh yeah.
Reminds me of that video of me hanging out the window. Everyone in me in Nashville, I'm like, and it's like, I need some whiskey glasses. And that's, this video is just that short. And I'm like trying not to get sick out of the window, my head's hanging out.
He's so good.
Oh my God. Gorgeous man.
Gorgeous man. I kept calling him sexy. Like, what did you say about him? I said,
it's his accent and all.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, y'all. I'm like, yeah.
Now, there was a music video I was watching of him over the weekend. I think it was kind of all, I think it was last night maybe. I don't know. But he had a mullet and I didn't really like the mullet.
Yeah, I'm like, the cap, it makes, I think.
Yeah, not into the mullet. Like,
no.
It's just such a good singer, songwriter.
Very good.
And I was like, where is this coming from? You just suddenly love country music. I was like, it's because it's Morgan Wallen, Mom. I love him.
I do love him. I love Zach Bryan as well.
Yeah, he's good.
I can't believe that many people like Morgan Wallen.
Did you?
I really found it hard to get tickets. Like,
oh, yeah.
Really hard.
Graham only got them on that day.
Yeah, same.
Like,
yeah.
And they weren't cheap.
No.
At all, like, okay.
Well, actually, I think they were expensive to begin with, weren't they?
Yeah, in any way on the website, like on Ticketmaster, because I remember me and Zoe looking at them when we were in New York, because I think she might have known, or she maybe thought she was going to be home at the time. And I remember looking at them and being like, Jesus, they're
300 euro or something. They were,
I thought they would be, they wouldn't be as dear as that. Like,
we actually got really close in the standing.
Did you?
Yeah, we
I hate all that.
The two was really dehydrated from the whole weekend, so we're like, we're not going to need to pee, so we just went. And like, then when we look back, it was like a big, huge crowd of people. Yeah. So we actually were really close. Like,
did you listen to the fella who was on first?
A little bit. We've seen him a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something Fleet.
Larry Fleet.
Was it Larry Fleet? Yeah.
Very cute.
Oh, I really liked him.
They just have lovely voices.
Don't they?
In the South, yeah.
Just something about the country songs and the music. And
they're very storytelling. Like.
Yeah. And I like the way Morgan Wallen like words things. Like,
and he, I like the mix of like slow songs and then ones that like pop into.
Yeah.
I love him.
Love.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my day studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably have to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't like even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I am an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back to school year, no matter what age you are. If you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself, if you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD.
So, we know so many of you are heading off to college at this time. I think college started this week. I think it always starts a little bit later. Yeah,
didn't school start at the end of August or something?
I'm convinced that it used to start at the start of September when I was really young and then it moved to end of August.
You'd be off in May and have June, July, August off.
Primary school is only July, August.
Yeah, I saw someone on TikTok, a mom.
Isn't it?
She was saying that her kids were only off for 6 weeks for the summer. I was like, sick. That
is. I think England is 6 weeks.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy moly. Mm-hmm.
But that used to feel like so long.
Yeah, yeah. In the moment, like, you'd feel like you literally had years off during the summer, didn't you?
And you'd feel like a whole, like, new person. No one's going to recognise
you. Yeah, it's been three months.
Yeah, a lot of these are obviously heading off to college and might be nervous about trying to make new friends, excited to reunite with college friends. And I just got thinking about how much your friendship changes as you get older because you're not really going back to school anymore.
No. You're very different.
Might be in your last few years of college. You're like, if you're listening to this, you might be in school as well. But it's definitely, things change so much.
Yeah.
And time that you have as well. Time is the worst. Have you kept up with school friends?
No. I don't hang around with anyone I went to school.
Do you not?
No.
It's none of the girls went to school.
Nope.
How do you know them? How'd you find them?
Fake friends. Like, where'd you find them, Ellie?
Where'd you find them?
No, I didn't. Like, Nikayla and all them, I didn't go to school with any of them. I just met them when I was younger.
You just met them out, like?
And drinking in parks, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, met my them. God. And were they all in school together? Or some?
Yeah, they were all in school together for different years.
Okay.
And then Nicole and Fiona are my Inglot friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yous.
Yeah.
That's kind of it, is it?
I only have a few school friends I'd still like to speak to.
Like, it's not, I think I've said this before, Ronnie, it's not a bad thing. Like,
no.
Everyone just went separate ways. Like a lot of the girls that I did go to school with are in Australia now. Mm-hmm. We're like off doing their own thing. Like, I keep up with them on Instagram and stuff. Yeah. Like, I still follow them on Instagram and all that jazz. But I don't hang around with any of them anymore.
It's so hard to keep up.
Isn't it? And you think you're going to be friends for life. Like, it is kind of sad in some aspects.
I know.
Because like, you'd spend more hours with those girls than you would nearly at home sometimes.
Anyone else? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then to just, like, I remember when school finished and being like, oh God, this is a bit scary. Like, everyone was going off doing different things. And it's like, oh. Now, a lot of them have kept up. I know a lot of them are still all friends. Yeah, but it's just kind of,
different, like
all there was
like
crumbles.
There was a group of 11 of us in school, and then it kind of split. Nothing bad, but like it just kind of split into like two smaller groups. Like, I don't know, it was 5 and 6, or I don't know, 4 and 7, whatever. But even in that, like the fact that a group did split a little bit and people got closer to others, like that's normal too.
Yeah.
Happen. But then after school, it's like you can't text every day 11 different people or 10 different people. Like, it's
so
impossible.
Much harder.
It's and then to. You can text people and might not meet up with them. People are busy. Like, everyone is busy with their thing and what they're doing. And there might be some people you don't have something in common with anymore because some went to college, some didn't. There's like, there could be little things like that you just don't speak to them.
I think it's part of growing up as well. You just kind of realise, like in school, it's obviously so much easier to catch up with everyone and be in the know with everyone. You see them so much, like I said. But yeah, it's just part of growing up. I think when you leave school, they're like, oh.
I saw Molly McFarlane, actually. Do you follow her?
Yes.
She'd done her school reunion.
Oh,
I was only thinking when I was seeing it. I was like, I'd love that. Like,
well, I think mine would have been this year. I think I left school in 2014. I think.
Because you would have been probably 19 even or 18.
I did my whole of 6th year. I was 18 the whole way through 6th year.
So it would have been last year. We could just do an 11-year reunion.
Anyone who's in my school.
Meet up this Katja time, this place.
Katja was in my year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You should definitely try organise something. I don't know if you have like an old Facebook group or something. Like, I don't know how I'd contact everyone.
Yeah, how would you do that? Facebook probably, yeah. Would you have to make like a reunion page and add everyone into it?
Yeah.
Like? I'd love Aideen done hers. To do it.
Aideen, I think she might have helped organise hers. She was saying a while ago, but I'd love that.
I'd love to do it. Girls, any of the Joey's girls from class.
This is a shout out.
Yeah. 2014, St. Joseph's College. Anyone want to meet up? I'd That'd love to meet so up for a reunion. Nice. I think it would be adorable.
And you'd see so many people that you're like, oh my God, because you ever see someone that's good, you're like, oh my God, I forgot they existed.
Yeah.
Not in a mean way, but like,
no.
My year was huge.
Oh yeah.
And the people you wouldn't speak to, and then when you see them or something, or see them on Instagram, you're like, oh my God.
Like, I think of
what
girls
are you doing
now
with your life?
Yeah, like this girl's popping into my head now, and I'd love to be like, I've no idea what they're doing.
No, I know.
Now.
That's exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I'd love to know.
Just to catch up and be like, so what do you do?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, petition to get a reunion.
I think you need to do this side of Christmas.
A Joey's
and I think you can do it in the school and stuff.
Can you?
I think
school has changed
loads actually,
school, so that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Can we wear our uniforms, please?
Oh,
I'd love to.
That'd be so wholesome.
The shirt is definitely still inside the jumper.
Mold
the thing is
growing
up in the attic. It's standing on its own, just like this.
Isn't there something you can put in clouds to make them stiff?
Ew,
powder or something. Oh. I don't know. I made that up. But yeah. That'd be so cute.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, there's so many reasons to drift away. Like we've said before, some people you're just friends with because you're in the same surrounding as them. And like a group of like, even primary school, you're thinking of like 20 girls, whatever, like you might necessarily actually all one-to-one be friends.
Yeah.
But like your friends within the group.
Yeah.
There's people in my group that I probably would have never spent time with one-on-one, but we were still all the best friends in this group.
Isn't that mad how when you were in school, it was such a big group of like,
I know,
girls or whatever.
Yeah. It was nice. You always had someone like,
yeah,
whatever class you're in, or like if you're at lunch.
Yeah.
Do you just have canteen cleanup?
We had a canteen, but we never used it.
Oh, everyone used our canteen?
No, we ate in the classrooms.
Really?
We had your base class.
Oh.
Or did we just find rooms, actually?
Sitting.
I think we just found empty rooms and you just go and sit in it.
Yeah, we had a canteen and we had to clean it up.
And every never week, sat in it.
A different class we put on duty.
Really?
Or every day or week and you'd have to clean it up.
The only reason I remember like physically walking into the canteen was either to go down and get your soup and your roll. Or when I first got into the school, my sister was 2 years older than me.
Aww.
And she was like, it was like, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
To go into the canteen,
yeah.
She'd be sitting with all her older friends and I'd just go in and just stand there and look at her. And I'd be like, what are you doing here? Fuck off.
Sister was in my school for 1 year, actually.
Was she?
Just 1 year.
Quee was in it for a while. I think she was, when I was in four, she would have been in third.
Yeah.
So I had her for 3 years in school.
I wish we had, well, not for the like bullying and all, but like I wish we had phones that we could have made TikToks and stuff in school.
Back then.
Look back on.
I still have, I've pictures
but fuck all, like,
the same.
And videos aren't, like, it's so different.
I remember Quiva getting kicked out of my, it was either music or religion that I was in. It was when she got her, it was either her junior or her leaving cert. Mm. Can't remember what results it was. She got results for something and she bust through the door of my, whatever class it was, to tell me my results. And I remember my teacher just be like, get out, Miss Kelly! Get out!
To Quiva, are you?
To Quiva. She's like, oh, I'm just telling my sister my results.
She must have been delighted with them.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Go away.
Oh my God.
Go away.
Oh, that's so cute though.
Wow.
And it's nice to have someone that you know in school. Yeah. School's really scary though. Like, you're with all these new people. Like, we had, our primary school and secondary school was very different.
Did a lot of your girls from primary school transition with you into secondary?
Did
you have a lot going in?
I'd say maybe half. Or just over half of that group was from primary school.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had one friend going into secondary school. There was like a few girls in my year, but like I had a best friend.
Best friend.
Yeah,
like,
going into.
Were you in the same class then?
Me and Maura. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hope you're doing well, Maura. I love you.
Hi, yeah. Maura. Come to the school reunion.
Yeah. Oh. I had Maura going into secondary school, so I felt a bit better.
Yeah.
But I was fuming. I didn't get into like the mixed school, the boys and girls school. I sobbed my heart out.
It was like you knew people going there. Like.
Yeah. The whole of my primary school was going there and like, I was like, I need to go there. Like, you want to do what everyone else.
That's the place to be. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But I think they put it down to the fact my sister didn't go there. So it was like, if you don't have a sibling.
And if you're not in the area, it's all these different things. Yeah.
Different things lined up. Yeah. And I'll never forget my mom telling me that I didn't get in. I sobbed my heart out. And she had all these other lists of like, you can go here, you can go here, you can go.
Oh my God. And that's like the end of the world.
Yeah. Oh my God. I literally thought, but looking back now, it probably was the best thing for me.
It's mad. I wonder what you like. Would you be different? Like, what are you doing now?
Yeah.
Like, so much can change with one like thing that's so, that seems small.
And the way I look at it is like that path was already set out for me. Do you know what I mean? I was meant to not go to the school. Yeah. I wanted to go to.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Like, if you're turned away from something, I always believe there's a really
good reason.
Yeah. A valid reason for stuff like that.
Yeah. There's a reason someone was like, no, she's not.
She doesn't belong there.
Not qualified. Or what's it called?
Yeah, definitely wasn't qualified to go there either.
Qualified,
No, definitely wasn't.
But when you like ticked the box, I think I got in because it was like a feeder school.
Oh yeah,
From our primary. So we'd get first priority then. Mm. There was a Wicklow bus and a Kingsall bus.
Shut up.
Of people that came to my school.
From Wicklow?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I don't know what, like, it was, it's good school, like, no hate, but to come all the way.
Wow.
I don't know why that was in particular like that. Like, I think, I don't know if that's a common thing for schools to happen, like Wicklow and Kingswood,
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And then I had friends that lived in Wicklow and sometimes you get the bus home to theirs then.
Oh,
like Wicklow bus.
That
it was
fun?
It was like, woo, Wicklow bus.
Like a day out? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, not, but it's like a Dublin bus, but you just pay on, like, that you're going to Wicklow. But it's just with the school on it. Like.
Yeah, you can only school is on it.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's fun.
We were going to wear our uniforms this week, weren't we? Or we said we were going to wear them Monday or something.
I think, for the cracker, would we look like absolute weirdos?
Probably. Can't let go of school.
Mine definitely wouldn't fit me either. I think I am. Like, I was a little whippet at 18. Like, that thing is not going near me now.
I feel like my jumper was massive, so it might still fit. But now it wouldn't be oversized on me. It'd be best.
Oh, yeah. It'd be
like
on me, like,
a tight fit jumper.
Like, I can still feel how that uniform felt on me. Like,
yeah, same.
I think
the jumper I'm wearing now is kind of like knit.
Okay, I know. Did you have a long short?
You could do but either what you wanted.
You?
Like, I think I had long most of the time.
Ours was short.
And then skirts, navy socks. And then I got black leather keds. That was my shoe.
No, you didn't.
That was my shoe.
You a ked head?
Yeah.
Oh God, girl. Yeah.
That was my shoe.
We weren't allowed to wear like runners wear a uniform.
Oh, were you not?
No.
That was as far as we could go. Like it wasn't, it was kind of, oh, and then I wore like, remember the like brogues?
Mm.
I wore them. Not brogues.
Dupes?
Not dupes. Sorry, brogues. Yeah, dupe. I thought I was getting mixed up with brogues.
I had navy dupes. Nice.
Oh yeah.
I loved them with all my life.
I think they're nice. Like,
come here.
Back then I would have died.
Wearing them?
Yeah.
I rinsed mine. I think I wore mine from 3rd year to 6th year. Yeah. I loved them.
I think they'd be cute now with a bit of oversized jean moment.
It's giving D4.
I love when, yeah. When Joanne McNally talks about the dibs.
Dibs. Berries. Did you keep a lot of your friends from primary school to now?
So when I was in primary school, I had friends and then I switched friend groups.
Okay.
So then I met Queeve and stuff, so I switched friend group. I can't remember how that happened or what. Like, there was nothing bad happened, but it just...
It's mad in school, you can just do like, bye, and go.
People that, yeah
primary exactly. School, no.
Yeah.
Can I play with you? No, okay.
No, yeah, but like, when I think of it now, like, I was probably like 8 switching, so it's obviously people you just are more in common with, or like, get on better with. And you move classes, don't you, like, every few years, so you get mixed up.
No. In primary school?
Yeah.
No. Did
Never
you?
Never got jumbled.
No.
I got jumbled. I think every 2 years you would...
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I had the... Now, I did do junior infants twice. So oh, I had to... It's only because I was too young, guys, okay? Yes. I did junior infants twice. And then the second time I did it, you stay with those people till 6th year. Or 6th class.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
There was 2 classes of our age group. Wait, but like...
I can't remember now.
Girl, I don't think you do. Are you sure?
No, because I definitely... I only met Quiva in 3rd class and she wasn't in my class before then.
That's so weird for that to happen in primary school.
Maybe it was...
Secondary school, yeah. You get
maybe it
called.
Was junior to senior primary changed.
I've never heard of that in primary school.
Or else it was every 2 years.
Is it?
Yeah.
They just mix it around.
It's good to get you new people. Like, you meet more people that way.
Maybe there wasn't enough of us in our primary school to jumble yous around. You all know there was, because there was only 2 classes of us. There'd only be like 60 of us.
Right.
So it's like, who are you going to jumble us
You'd
around?
You'd know, and yeah, true. We had, I think, 4 or 5.
Jesus.
Loads, yeah. Yeah, it's really big. But yeah, primary school, a few of the girls are actually still from primary school that I've learned it now. Which is so weird.
It's so cute.
Like, you know them when they're so small.
Yeah.
But also, you can't really picture them small. Like, when I picture, like, Quiver is how we are, like, Lucy, whatever, like, I just can't picture them being any younger than they are now.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
You only picture people now in the moment. It's very hard to think of them like years
ago.
Like,
when I think I was sitting in the class, I just can't... Picture.
See them.
Yeah.
Mm.
So weird.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's really cute.
It's adorable.
And we also have a few long distance friends.
Yes.
Maintaining them, I think we get questions in about that as well. It's like, I think if you want to, you can.
Yeah, of course.
And if both people give effort and give the same energy, like, it's definitely not an impossible task to do.
Yeah. It's not as easy, obviously, as having someone on the same time zone as you.
Especially getting them on a call, that's fucking me and Megan find it so
hard. Or even like texting, if they're texting you in the middle of the night, you wake up. Like, my brain, when I read something first thing in the morning, I can't get back to it straight away.
No, I
read it.
I'll
look
forget
at it
was there.
Yeah, and then I won't hear from me for a good few hours.
And especially if I snooze my alarm and I see the text, then that text is basically my dream.
Yeah.
It basically didn't happen. Yeah.
It's harder, but like Shara said, if you want it to work, you can make it work, of course.
He wanted to, he would.
Yeah, exactly.
Even I actually said in the chat today, I don't think anyone's going to do it, but we should all vlog our week and send it in at the end
of the week. Yeah, I was saying, girl, my storage could never. Are you crazy?
Well, just little clips.
Just of what we
just
do?
Okay. What got me thinking, I was like, the girls who have a different job than us, like, I'm like, I'd love to know what they do in their day. Like,
yeah.
I'd love to know what
I want to see all Hannah's nail sets and Emma's nail sets
exactly.
of the week.
And like, Kira doing her little marketing and stuff, event stuff.
Megan's on working with a lot of cars now, isn't she?
Yeah, Sophie Finance.
Yeah.
Grieve is doing the mics. Like,
yeah, I want to see it all.
I'd love to see all them bits.
Yeah.
Because even when you think about it, like, did you ever see TikToks, but like, when someone asks you what your friend does and you're like, well, that. Like, I know their job titles, but I don't actually know what they do.
Oh, I have no idea what Quiver Ryan does. Still.
Cancer research.
That's about it. That's all I'd say.
But she has to.
Do you know what else? Like, I know nothing. Well, I think I've asked before and she was just like.
They have to inject. They have to give. I don't know if we say this on.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not say it, but I'm just. Yeah.
It's secret.
Yeah.
We can't tell. No, it's not a secret, but.
I don't know.
They have to.
I know people's titles, but then like it's like when you were younger and someone said like, "What's your dad do?"
And you're like,
"I knew my dad. I always knew what he did." But like, if they were like, "Yeah, but what does he actually do?" I'm like,
"No." But I even love my dad to vlog his week as well.
Yeah, what do you do?
He sits at home actually, just does on works from home.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I should get my mum and dad to vlog their holiday.
I know, how cute would that. Oh, yeah. Just tell them to send video updates of what they're doing.
She just sent it. My mum said, it's so cute. Really, like, so I can just, yeah, and I can picture with her two hands holding the phone, right? And she's like,
she got a flip case.
No, but I know she's looking down through her glasses, right? And she's holding the phone like this with two hands. And she's recording everything so slowly to make sure to get every inch of everything in.
Every detail.
She sent a video this morning. I could just see a speck of my dad in the pool. I was like, is that my dad swimming? She's like, yes.
Just swimming. Floating around. Like,
we should do that maybe.
Oh, they're so cute.
Do you think that's what social media is for then, kind of?
I saw a quote yesterday that said, it's mad that we've made social media a thing where like we don't really communicate with a lot of people. We like entertain friends.
Wow.
Instead of communicate with them. Do you know what I mean?
Shit, yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck, yeah. But it is nice because I feel like when I'm putting up stories, like people still know that I'm all right, like I'm alive.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, right, she's doing that. Like, that's
what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone's trying to contact me and I'm, I don't know, in the gym or on a run, even though I post about hours after I do it anyway.
Mm.
But like still.
It's a way to kind of keep them updated.
Keep them updated with your life, yeah. Or even close friends. I don't actually post my close friends. I'd say everyone thinks I removed them, but I just haven't posted it in years.
I did last week for like the first time in a month.
Really?
I forget about it, yeah.
I forget about it too.
Yeah.
I was afraid of putting the, like...
The wrong thing.
Not that I put up any scandal anyway, but...
I definitely used to use it just for thirst traps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Graham would be the only boy in it, and I'd be like...
Dead right.
Text me back, please, please.
Yeah, yeah, just remove everyone else.
We got past that stage, thank God, Jesus. But yeah, it's mad the way that you say that, that you, like, you entertain people on social media rather than texting them, hey, how are you, what's up,
But I think it's, you don't always need to communicate either with people. Oh, I think as you get so older, hard. you don't do... HYL or what you are. Like, you don't want us tired to be doing that. What's the top five?
No, oh, jeez.
Isn't that so funny? Remember we used to ask people their top fives and like put them in it and all?
Sorry, we used to be brazen. Very upfront. And all.
Very honest.
Did you tell me you didn't have Bebo?
No.
Like you used to have an other half and it used to be the fella you were texting at the time and then when you stopped texting him, you just swap him out for a different fella. Like your other half was literally, so your profile page, imagine seeing your Instagram, right? So it was like your picture. You had all your like writing and all. And then underneath your bio on Instagram, imagine that being Bebo. And you just had someone else's profile and they were your other half.
Would it say your other half?
Yeah, your other half. And you had your top 16 of your top 16 friends and you could move them around and like, it would go
on. Depending on if someone's pissed you off.
Yeah, and you used to text each other and be like, share the love. You used to have a certain amount of loves to share during the day and all. And
would it be like flashbacks. Likes? Yeah, is that like getting likes on something, sharing the love?
Yeah, but you used to only have a certain amount that you could share and like you'd be very selective. My widget, I think it was called, your like Bebo background.
Oh yeah, widget.
Mine used to be like the flashing Playboy sign and all. And I used to have my flash box and he's like, from the very first moment I come
out. DJ Bunny
DJ Boone in the mix. And I used Bunny. To love them song. Can we try again? Start a new one. Yeah.
Oh, I love the
they
one.
They weren't my life.
The Castle in the Sky. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Or I'm trying to think of one. Like? They're all running through my mind now. There was one about like when she loved me or something or like...
Oh, there's so many of them.
I need to look up
Look up DJ Cammy. That was he was.
Did you like Cammy? I was a DJ Booney. And kids these days don't know the struggle of infrared. They really don't.
Oh my God, remember you had to connect phone?
Mm-hmm. They'll never ever get it.
God.
Oh, When It Was Me was my one.
Oh.
Oh my God, I feel so sick. This came out 17 years ago. And it has 4.9 million views.
Okay, so obviously everyone.
Ready? And this was the lyrics. And I know every single word.
I don't know this one.
Girl, you have to.
When It Was Me.
You will. Okay, ready? Okay, this is the good part.
Sounds like a Justin Bieber song.
But I've heard this song.
Just all DJ Booney does is just made up a song.
Beats up a song, calls up DJ. Oh. Don't know if it's a girl or a boy or I don't know.
Look up DJ Cammy.
Who did you like out of Cammy now? We're going in a rabbit hole here.
Oh my God. I don't know, I'll know. I think Dancing in the Dark was a good one.
I've been dancing in the dark. I like all these TikTok videos to make them come back up again. Endless Summer, was it?
Oh my God, yeah.
Or Bad Boy?
No, Endless Summer.
Endless Summer?
Is that Endless Summer?
Oh, the fact I've already played this song is worrying.
In your fucking playlist.
Shirley.
It's closing it. This sounds like a cheerleading song.
Is it?
Doesn't it? It sounds like
one. Like the Dallas Cowboys.
Get down your mind. This is our time.
It's in an endless summer.
Boy, how old
are you? When did that one come
out? Bob.
That came out 15 years ago. Used to infrared all these songs.
So good. Each other. Oh, that just brings back all the memories.
I definitely did have Bebo flashboxes that were cars. And here's me giving out about like fellas revving their engines. Bebo Flashbox.
Is Bebo gone? Yeah.
Yeah. This used to be like my Bebo Flashbox.
Boy Racer. It sounds like a carnival.
Like why? Yeah, they were all like flashy cars and like...
I just feel like the kids of today, I sound like an old one saying this, but the kids of today don't, like, we all went through a phase of having like horrible makeup, tragic outfits. Like, everyone
they're all too good looking now.
They all look too nice. They're all like too, like, they haven't got their bad stage of being.
Sorry,
a teenager.
9-year-olds have skincare routines. Yeah. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
I was not having skincare routines.
We were all in ribbons, but that's what made it like
funny.
Remember, like, your big Columbia jackets in the park, and you'd have your like two little string extensions, and like,
yeah,
you'd be listening to music like that out of a phone. And
kids of today will never understand.
They'll never get that. They're all going brunching and fucking nightclubbing.
Yeah, and going to like festivals and all.
How? It's so sad.
Bring back Bebo. I think that's.
Bring
really
back
the
music like that, please.
That's the.
I might have a little bop in the car on the way home listening
to that.
Yeah. Imagine seeing me. That'd be. Imagine the ick. Me listening to DJ Cammy going down the road.
No. If I heard that, I'd be like, what a legend.
Thanks for
so good.
Thanks for it.
We want to talk about as well how to make new friends. Mm. Obviously, college coming up, school, like this is definitely something you need to know. Research suggests that we prefer people who are very similar to us.
Okay. I get that.
Makes sense.
Of course.
Makes sense. If you're not as well in college or school, I feel like college or school is kind of easier to meet people because you can talk about like,
What you're doing in class.
Yeah, or like, that's how you sneak it. Like, you can just, there's ways of saying it rather than like, how are you? But events you can do, we've said before, dance classes. Finding people with similar interests like that because they're going to be a little bit similar to you then if there's something you have in common.
It's easier to spark up a conversation then rather than just being like, so.
100%, yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about? Yeah.
But avoid silent events like yoga because there's very little time to get to know people.
Oh. I would have never thought of that, yeah.
It's the same with Pilates. I feel like I've never...
spoken to someone, you're in and out. Like, get it done and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really talk.
Maybe like
small talk, but that's it. Like,
maybe a more high-paced workout might be.
Maybe. When you have like time to chat in.
Yeah.
But like yoga and Pilates is very quiet.
Zen.
Very quiet. Mm. And did you know people need to spend at least 300 hours to become true best friends?
How many days 300
hours together.
Hey Siri. How many days is 300 hours? That's not that long. Yeah, I thought it was going to be months.
Yeah, what the hell? Grant.
Okay, 12 Perfect. And a half days.
Do you think when you outgrow a friend, is it because your lives are different or just you become a different person?
I think it can be a mix of like also becoming more independent in yourself. Like think of how much you kind of relied on friends in school settings and stuff. And like, I used to be glued to my friends. I wouldn't go anywhere without them. Like,
not even toilet.
No, you wouldn't. You'd literally, you'd be glued to them. So maybe it is a thing of just growing up and kind of realising, okay, you are a little bit more independent. You're able to do things by yourself.
Yeah.
And it does become more of a thing that like maybe your values aren't the same.
Yeah.
Or like your interests. And that's not a bad thing.
No.
I think people need to stop looking at it and thinking it's bad that you grow apart.
Yeah.
Paths are just different. Like, and that's absolutely fine. And,
I think people that you think of, like if you're like, oh, thinking of meeting up someone, you're like, what would he actually talk about? Like, that's a good thing of like...
if you struggle to like,
it
feels awkward.
If it feels like, awkward, if you feel awkward about the situation, then it's like, is that a friend anymore kind of thing?
Mm.
But yeah, I think events are really good. There's also so many events we've said before that are for people going, like specifically for people who want to meet friends, like Cloud Scanlon makes some in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And he like them walk events. The run clubs are really good too.
Yeah.
I've not been to one, but I know that people made like such good friends through them. So I think things like that as well. Aside from college, it's nice to have both. What's that?
Apparently I have notifications on Instagram for David Beckham.
Oh my God, I didn't know it was him. Oh my God, lovely man.
Okay.
We'll take that. We'll take that. Reach out to old friends.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a good one because people kind of feel like awkward doing it.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I definitely have.
Yeah.
I've definitely been like, we need to do something soon. Like, it's hard, obviously, to find time, but definitely. And I feel like sometimes you ever feel like it's been too long that you can't reach out.
Yeah,
like,
it's gone past the point of...
of like, but I think, look, reaching out, you can just try your best. And if he's wanted to plan something, like, he's well.
Mm.
But I definitely, there's so many people that I'd love to meet up with. I met someone actually in an index that I worked in Penny's with. I was like, I'd love to do a Penny's reunion. Like, to
that could be
and go on a night out and like, see everyone again and like, see everyone at once then. Because I'd be like, no one is like as close anymore, obviously, because it's like after the job, it's hard to stay close to everyone. But I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
I definitely would make like a group chat or something. I said I would last year and never. I know.
We really
reunions need. For everything. Yeah. Work, school, everything. College. Maybe not college. I think that would be nice. I think it's nice to just keep connections as well. Like, obviously, you can be like, oh, that's fizzled out, blah, blah, blah. But if nothing bad happened and you find yourself being like, oh, I actually would love to see them.
Yeah.
I think don't be afraid to reach out and do what they say, because like more than likely they'll be happy to hear from you and be like, oh my god, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
do you know,
like you can always think of, there's always a conversation to start there as well, thinking of like
what's been happening in the last years or
there's
whatever.
There's so much to be filled in on, but then also so much that you can rely on to talk about, because you can always talk about like your past that you've had together and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Aww,
so cute.
Reunions everywhere.
I know. And I think we spend so much time being busy. I like, if there's someone that I want to meet up with, I'm like, right, that's my priority to do that. And like, this is everyone's sign that's listening to reach out to an old friend that you miss.
That'd be cute.
Oh, also, don't rely on nostalgia. Ask about their current interests or hobbies, or try find new ones together. That's cute. You could meet up and like, say maybe for a friend from the past, you're like, oh God, like, how do you, it's like a date. It's like, how do you end a date?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that when you're not fully comfortable with someone anymore, maybe. It'd be nice to do something like a class together, or like coffee or something that you can just, you don't feel like you have to be there the whole day.
Yeah, or be, you know, or mean? Like, yeah, how do you stop the conversation? Be like, okay, I'm going to go.
Because with girls, I'd be like, girls, I'm going. But yeah, like, you might feel like awkward with someone.
Yeah.
Someone, they're someone new. Mm. This goes for new friends as well. But I think little things like that where you kind of end it.
Yeah.
Nicely is nice to do. Seeks and Stalls, we always want to help and give you some advice, kind of like the conversations you have with the gals in the bathroom of a nightclub. They tell you things you need to hear, share their secrets and advice, and just give you the real talk. And that's why this segment is called Seeks and Stalls. This one is sent in to homeidrink@goloudnow.com. Our email address is always anonymous, and always, we actually don't even know the name of who it is.
Never. So this one is, my boyfriend has some female very close friends, which I am totally on board with. But my boyfriend's closest girlfriend is the spitting image of the girl my ex cheated on me with. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'd heard so much about her for ages and was excited to meet her. I value the people my boyfriend holds dear because I know how important these friendships and relationships are to him. When I met her, we got along great. Truly lovely girl. Her actions have never ever done anything to make me feel uncomfortable about their friendship, but I am so triggered by her because of how she looks. I swear I'm not even joking how similar these two girls look. I've corroborated with my pals to make sure I wasn't going insane. It's a total me problem. My boyfriend noticed that I had become short and retreated whenever he mentioned her. When I eventually figured out what was going on in my head, I told him exactly how I was feeling. It wasn't a problem with her or him or their friendship, but I'm just feeling super triggered because of who she looks like. He was relieved that I don't have a personal issue with her, and genuinely I don't. And then I showed him a picture of the girl she looks like, and he was shook at how alike they are and could understand why I was triggered. The problem is I'm still triggered when I hear he's meeting up with her or that she's coming to the pub, etc. Once I'm out and chatting to her, that triggered feeling subsides, but I feel awful for being short and snappy and snarky when her name comes up between us, when I know that I'm behaving in a triggered manner for the reasons I've already explained, but I just can't help it. I've never been rude or anything at all to the girl, and as I said, we get on very well in person, and I've never let this be known in a social setting or to anyone but my boyfriend behind closed doors. As I said, it's a me problem. I just don't know how to stop being triggered.
God, that's so hard. Because obviously it's bringing back a memory of her ex, someone, her ex cheating with this girl, and now her new boyfriend is friends with someone who looks like this girl.
Mm.
So it probably feels like it's a, in her head, it looks like a repeat situation.
Yeah.
Even though it's not, and nothing's given her the inkling that it is. But
like, is that literally just something within yourself that you have to work? Yeah. Like, no, I feel like nobody else from the outside can like help you with that.
Yeah. It's mad because when she's with her, it's fine.
She's fine, yeah. It's just the beforehand thoughts of it. It must be obviously because when you think of your boyfriend going out to meet her,
you're thinking of
images
going out.
Come into your head. Yeah. And you're obviously imagining that girl, but imagining that she looks like the one you're ex cheated with.
I think you need to work on processing the cheating because I don't think she's processed at all.
Okay.
I think she's put us back in her mind, not really went through it. And I think once you process that and like maybe talk to a therapist about it, like talk to friends, write down how you're feeling, like I think that will really help because it's obviously bringing up old emotions.
Yeah.
Because what else could it be bringing up? Do you know what I mean? It's just bringing up how you felt at that time.
It's bringing you back to then.
Exactly. That you didn't deal with properly, which is obviously no one does. Like, you don't, it's not really the first thing you think of when you get cheated on is, right, let me process this. Like, it's only an after the fact, but this is showing you
how much you actually need to process it and move on from it, because you're in a whole new situation and this is still in your mind.
Yeah.
Even though it's a whole new boyfriend, whole new situation, your ex really still has
a hold on you. Not a hold on you. Yeah.
What happened has a hold on you, which is so fair. I would advise a therapist or even just writing down like how, I think when you actually think to yourself, okay, how does that make me feel? Why do I feel like this? Like, ask yourself them prompt questions. How do I feel when she gets mentioned? It might be like angry, whatever, these words. Why do I feel like that? And then when you ask yourself that question, you'll get to the root of why it is.
Yeah. Like trying to understand yourself nearly.
Trying to go back. Because I even think that's what I do. If I feel a feeling, an emotion, I'm like, I don't like that. Like, what actually is that emotion? Because sometimes you think it's something and it's actually different.
Okay.
You might think you're irritated, but you're actually anxious. You might think you're angry, but you're anxious. Or like, anxious, but you're actually irritated. Like, or something else, some external factors going on. So I think definitely look it into yourself. And then if that doesn't help enough, then I would recommend therapy. It might even only take a couple sessions.
Yeah.
But I think investing in that in yourself, the money that you put into clothes or getting your nails done or whatever else, I think it's really important to also put that into yourself and your own healing.
Girl, that was beautiful. I don't have anything to add to that. It's not like that. I'd be like, just don't think of her. No, that's good though.
Tell her to desire her.
Yeah.
Imagine getting a new outfit for her.
No, that is
so annoying though. They look so fucking similar.
Do you ever see people like genuine doppelgangers and you're just like,
crazy. We definitely have them somewhere in the world. Like,
I've been told mine is your one
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh.
Yeah, I see that.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. If you have the same hair colour.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she blonde?
Yeah. Actually, maybe she's brunette now. She's blonde in the film that I've seen her in.
Is she?
But yeah, I definitely see that.
Maybe she was in something, was it like The Handmaid's Tale? Or not The Handmaid's Tale. I don't know what she was in.
Yeah,
something like that.
And she was in Don't Worry, Darling, one of her.
I remember loads of people used to send to me like, Image.
Some girl probably looked like me in that show, 1873 or something.
You look like a Pretty Little Thing model. I've sent you before.
Oh, yeah.
And
ASOS, is she, or no?
Maybe she's a few different things, actually. Yeah, probably. But when, you know the way on your iPhone, you have like an album of people.
Yeah.
She comes up in your album.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Image. What the hell?
I need to
find her on Instagram.
Yeah. I have to double take sometimes. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's just her.
Image.
Oh, my God. I need to look her up.
Yeah.
That's so
Who
funny.
Else do you look like?
I still get Molly May.
Is it Lydia? Molly May.
Sometimes.
Is it Lydia? No, maybe it's not.
Is it who?
Molly McFarlane, is it? No, there's one of them.
That's no, Jasmine and Molly look.
Is that who I'm thinking of? Isn't that you and someone? Yeah.
Did
you
really?
Yeah.
Really?
I can see some there, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never been told that. And then also, someone told me that I look like, sorry, I met her on the plane to Ibiza and she said she met Brittany the week before, Brittany Hennessy. And thought it was me.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, and they asked her, was she Charlene? She's like, no, we get, like, I know her and we get it all the time. Like,
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. And I still see that sometimes too.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's mad how people can just, like, perceive two people.
And some people see it and some people don't.
Yeah.
So weird. So it just shows how our brains are wired so differently. Okay, for phone a friend then. This is another part to our dilemma segment every week. Phone a friend. We put up a dilemma up on our Instagram stories and we ask our followers to offer their advice. So here is the dilemma. I'm with my boyfriend for over a year now and it's a very happy relationship. However, to put it bluntly, I don't like his family. We come from very different families. I'm a child of divorce and my siblings and I get along by slagging each other, etc. His family are very close and friendly. They're lovely people, so I feel bad. They're very annoying, slightly over-involved at times. My friends have met them and agree with me. I don't know how to handle it and they're really good to me, but being around them, I feel suffocated and just ready to yell, shut up. This guilt is eating me alive. I know my boyfriend would break up with me if I told him. But any advice on how to handle it, I guess.
Can't wait to hear what you said for this.
Yes. I feel like she has like dark humour and stuff.
Yeah,
and then they're all like,
that's a bit of us, though,
happy and like rainbows. The first one is, talk to your boyfriend. If you're in a solid relationship, you should be okay to talk about it.
Someone else said, suck it up, because if you love your partner, you'll respect how much he loves his family. They aren't doing anything wrong, especially if you say they're good to you.
Annoying, but a good quality for a man to have, as most of them are for the streets.
Okay. Not liking a family because they're close is a red flag.
No. I think it's when you're used to the own environment that you have.
Yeah, when you're used to what you grew up with, to see that, because that could even work with the other way around. Like, me and my family are so close.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So close.
Yeah.
So if I was to go into a setting that maybe
they weren't like that.
Yeah. You can see it from both sides of things.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see it as a red flag.
No.
It's just what you've grown up with is what you're used to. And then to go into it, it's like anything in life, not even necessarily just a relationship. Like, it can be anything.
Yeah.
What you've grown up with, what you're used to go into something else, you're like, oh.
And the type of person you are, like, you mightn't like, if someone is, it means it nicely, is like really nice, but they're overbearing, like, you're still allowed to feel suffocated, even though they're being nice.
Mm.
Like, if you're not used to that, it might feel like a lot, but it might just take time to kind of get used to it, because it's only been just over a year.
The fact that she's
She's ready to yell, shut up.
I just feel like they're going around like singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can imagine them all. Like,
yeah.
Like the Little House in the Prairie.
Literally, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bit shit of her. Not everyone's your cup of tea, but you have to let people be themselves. That's true.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like some people in life you have to just grin and bear. People in your job, people in your family, you're even your own family, like that you just, you understand they're different type of people, but they're still, it doesn't make anyone a bad person.
No.
It just means you're different.
Yeah. This is the same as me and my husband of 22 years. My family is really close and affectionate and his is the total opposite. We've worked out that if he's not in the mood, he won't come to visit and that's okay. He still comes for occasions, etc. And we've gotten used to how each of our families communicate.
Aww.
Like, families are just different, like, don't
you? Yeah. Yeah. I think that's okay. I think, like...
But I think you need to express it to your boyfriend. You have
100%,
to. 100%. You have to.
Yeah.
Because you'll end up resenting him if he's trying to bring you down to a house or an environment that you don't feel comfortable in. And like,
you just don't want to be there. Like, you don't have to be there every time. But if he doesn't know that, you're going to make up excuses. Or like, he's going to be like, what's wrong? Like, it's going to start fights with you. So you need to just be open with him. And like someone else said, if you are in a relationship, you should be able to talk about anything.
Of course.
Anything to each other. Got to bite your tongue and accept that they're different. If you can't move on, you'll have them for life.
Speak to your boyfriend and see how he feels. It will only get worse if you have a child, believe me.
Oh, yes. That's true.
Because
I probably want to be really involved. Maybe you need to look at therapy to unpack problems with your own family that are causing resentment. That's true.
You don't know what that
could boil. I've seen the word therapy and it's like, ding, 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 ding. But yeah, that's true.
It could boil from something different, like from her.
Yeah.
Could be bringing up something that she doesn't even realise until that's kind of unlocked with therapy or something.
Yeah. Like maybe, it's a resentment that like,
they are so close.
You kind of like, in a way, in the really, 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 really far back in your mind, you nearly wish that was your family or had wished that you had that growing up. Because I think having a bad childhood like that, like you probably resent when people did have a healthy one and like don't have childhood trauma. Like that's really tough to deal with. So maybe it is a bit of resentment in there as well.
Being friendly and close is hardly a crime. Just embrace it. As far as being overly involved, set your boundaries and stick to them from the beginning.
Force a relationship with the family when you don't want to does nothing but slowly destroy your own relationship with your partner.
Yeah.
I was in a similar situation. After many fights, we found out what works best and to not associate with them when I don't need to. We go around for birthdays and events and that's it.
I get that. Yeah.
I don't think you need to be like just because they're close. It doesn't mean we're telling you to go live in their pocket and be the exact same. You can still be you, but I think you do still need to make some kind of effort. It's your partner's family, you know, at the end of the day.
The last one then is don't point out what's wrong with his family, but point out what you like with yours. If you want his family to not be so involved, say how much you like your independence from your own, etc., and see what he thinks.
Great advice, as always.
Lads, you are bloody brilliant.
That's from our listeners. They give that advice on our Instagram page. It's Home I Drink Pod. If you want to get involved every week and give advice to another bird.
Mm-hmm.
Birds giving birds advice.
Love it.
You can send your dilemmas to homeidrink@goloudnow.com. If you want to be featured for that segment, it's just phone a friend in the subject line. And we'll make sure to pop you in there and you'll get the best advice. I feel like they get better advice than us.
They really do.
At some point. Peak and bleak of the week is where we do one high and one low of the week. Peak being the high and bleak being the low. We like getting the negative out of the way first before sharing the positive. So what is your bleak?
To run down, I feel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Energy is zero.
Do you feel bleak?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can only get better from here.
Please God.
That's one thing.
The only way is up.
And you need to make sure you're getting good sleep.
Yeah, I haven't really.
That's so important for the gym. I used to wear this Whoop band and like, I must sleep terrible because it was just telling me how shit I feel and it made me feel more shit because I didn't recover properly.
Last night, I reckon I didn't go to sleep till after 12. I woke up at 5:45 then because I needed to wee. Graham's alarm goes off at 6:15. Oh. So I was like, I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep. Yeah, it's nearly worse to go back to sleep for them a few minutes.
I know.
He left for work then and then I think I fell back asleep for an hour and it's always after that second sleep I feel so much worse.
It's only a nap really as well.
Yeah.
You only really got 5.5 hours. And when you're doing so much gym and you need your body to actually recover and then not be sore anymore.
Sleep.
So this is your task for this week, 8 hours.
Sleep?
Yeah.
Jesus, I wouldn't know.
I went to sleep at 11 and slept till 7. But I woke up 1 and be like, I'm getting up. And then I was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm getting up for the day. And I didn't realize.
You thought you'd slept for the whole night?
Yeah.
So
1 AM like.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. 1:46 it was. Maybe that means something.
Look it up.
My bleak is the weather. Being so bleak today.
Yeah.
I just need a bit of sun. I don't even mind it cold. I just want the blue sky.
Yeah, I love them crisp autumn days. Blue sky, but it's cold and there's leaves.
Yeah, and a bit of frost on the window in the morning. It reminds you of school time.
I like that.
And I just don't like how hormonal the weather is. It was such nice weather the other day.
Oh my God, Friday and Saturday, sun was splitting the stones.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
That's sad. Then my peak is winning the Seller Award.
What?
And also, thanks so much to anyone who voted for me.
Deserved.
Really, really, really.
1,000,000%.
Appreciate that.
Deserved.
Yeah, that's my peak.
Yeah.
Your peak, girl. London tomorrow.
London tomorrow.
We're going to London.
We are.
I think it'll be fun.
It will.
Yeah. I think London always has nice weather.
Does it?
Always. Whenever I'm there, it's always nicer than here.
I'm not looking forward to packing them. I'm such a bad answer.
But are you bringing a big case?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Yeah. So you can just throw, you can bring in more than you need.
Did you hear they brought back the 100 mil thing in the airport?
That's next week's rant of the week. Fuming about that. I don't understand why take it away from us.
Yeah. Why give it to us for such a short amount of time and take it away?
Sick.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
So peak and going to London.
Woo. Woohoo. Guys, thanks so much for listening. You can go back to listen to our bonus episode from Monday, How I Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen back to that now before a new bonus episode on Monday. Our full episodes come out on YouTube as well on Thursdays at 12. So a day after the podcast. So make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast. Comment on YouTube as well. And we'll see you on Monday.
See you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably have to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't like even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I am an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era, no matter what age you are, if you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's betterhelp.com/HMD.